Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48. And it's Jesus talking. He says this, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Well, after posting our American flag yesterday morning for Memorial Day, it was sad for me to see so many fewer American flags being flown in the community. There were so many more, it seemed, flown in years past, but not yesterday. I wonder how that happens, indifference. I wonder how that begins. Webster's Dictionary defines indifferent as an attitude which looks upon something, quote, as not mattering one way or another, regarded as being of no significant importance or value, marked by a total or nearly total lack of interest in or concern about something, close quote. Apathy might be a good synonym for indifference, but the true nature of indifference begins usually very smallly in what we think is insignificant or small moments, and it begins at the top of a slippery slope where we begin to set aside our personal and moral values and responsibility toward others, toward our nation, and toward the God who created and watches over us. Indifference is the antithesis of duty, the opposite of duty, a duty divinely set within us to strive to be all we were created to be for ourselves, for the betterment of others, for this nation and world, and for those who have gone before us. Because when indifference quietly creeps into the day-to-day life of a parent, children learn they are not valued. When it settles into the easy chairs of our marriages, couples grow apart. When indifference infects the hearts of our young, they lose their sense of wonder and hope for becoming all they were created to be. When indifference creeps, and it usually does creep slowly, almost unnoticed, into our lives, values begin to be set aside. People are valued less, and horrific acts and tragedies occur. And a culture, our culture, founded upon a faith in God and freedom of religion, is diminished, and if it's like other civilizations gone before, potentially lost. Indifference marks our lives when we shrink in the face of difficulty, when we shrink in the face of dishonesty and adversity and leave it to someone else to stand up for others or to speak out against wrong and injustice wherever it is found, not us. Edmund Burke, an Irish statesman and author and member of the British House of Parliament at one time, once said that, quote, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men," and I would add women, "is for good men to do nothing." Indifference is the beginning of that insidious creep into our lives. But days like these, during our Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day yesterday, should remind us that we as a nation have always stood against evil. In our better moments, indifference was never an option for us as a nation. Instead, duty was always our watchword. And during this Memorial Day remembrance of the past few days, I pray that we will never forget the lives of those who embraced and fulfilled their duty for the nation that they loved and who paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we might live here today. Those who paid with their life and blood for every free breath you and I ever get to take. Beginning in 1866 by the placing of flowers on the graves of our Civil War veterans, Memorial Day has usually been highlighted since the dedication in 1911 of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery by the placing of a wreath at the tomb under the watchful eye of an elite unit of the 3rd United States Infantry called the Tomb Guard, which maintains an hour-by-hour vigil every day throughout the entire year at that hallowed site, no matter the weather, no matter the circumstances. The inscription, quote, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God," close quote, can be found on the tomb containing the remains of a soldier from World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. In that resting place, they represent other valiant men and women, patriots who knew their duty and stood in the gap for us throughout the centuries of our God-ordained history. Patriots who often came back from their duty in pieces, in boxes, on stretchers and crutches, forever scarred and crippled, and whose bodies now lie beneath row after row after row of white crosses in the hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery and in thousands of cemeteries across this country and world. In January of 2003, speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, then United States Secretary of State, the late General Colin Powell, responding to a speaker's comment that the United States wanted to acquire land elsewhere, said this: "We have gone forth from our shores repeatedly over the last 100 years and put our wonderful young men and women at risk, many of whom have lost their lives, and we have asked for nothing except enough ground to bury them in." These were patriots who fought and died or were forever wounded so that you and I might live, laugh, sit, and sleep, and yes, even pray here today in freedom. Their legacy of a belief in our nation and in hope for a brighter tomorrow for all must not end with them, but must live on in us and in the purpose of each day of our lives. Each of us and each passing generation has the duty to not only remember them, but to honor them by taking up the torch they carried and keep the flame burning brightly, which they lit with the blood of their courage, as we pass that torch of liberty forward. Indifference, my friends, is never an option. Duty is our only option. For Linda and me, every visit to the National Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. is a solemn, sobering moment. As you depart the main exhibit of that museum, these words by Pastor Martin Niemöller, etched on the wall of the museum, forever become etched in your heart. Quote, "In Germany, the Nazis came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me. And by that time, there was no one left to speak." Close quote. Never again, you say? We know better, don't we? And Jesus said, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." In a word, duty. We are called by God to make a difference in the world, to use our gifts and our abilities and the resources that we have been blessed with and the platforms of impact and influence upon which we stand to change the world around us, to touch the lives God brings before us, to stand with Him against evil and injustice wherever it is, both near to us and far, and to lift those around us to a better place and to the light of hope of a brand new day. We are a nation founded upon the belief in God and that in the commonality of our lives under God, whether in suffering or good fortune, whether in tragedy or joy, we have never been indifferent to the needs of others, but have always realized that we are called to be a lighthouse for each other and for the world, to help those who are in need or alone, and stand by those who live in fear or want of freedom. This Memorial Day weekend we just observed should again remind us, as we pause to remember all those who sacrificed for us and for this great nation, which they loved, that today is not a time for indifference. And in the history of our great nation, there has never been a time for indifference, and there never will be. Instead, Memorial Day reminds us that today, tomorrow, and every day of our lives is another call to duty. Whatever you're facing, whatever we will face, we're called to stand for right, to stand against wrong, to stand against evil, wherever we find it, personally, in our communities, at work, in the nation, and beyond, to step forward into adversity, into difficulty, to step forward with God for good and for the good of others, for right. To remember the call to action the late Reverend Billy Graham once issued when he said that, quote, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are stiffened, close quote. Now is the time, again, for courage. Now is the time for American heroes like you and like me to stand up and to step forward once again and with outstretched fingers to touch and hold the hand of God together for others, for right. We have done it before as a nation. Surely we can do it again. God bless those who stand in the gap for us, and especially God bless those who gave it all for you and for me. And may God continue to bless America. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder. Thank you for the reminder as we reflect on this Memorial Day weekend of all those who gave life, blood, everything, so that we might sit here today in freedom. Help us never to be indifferent about what is before us, to always move forward with a sense of duty with you hand in hand, to be all that you created us to be and to help others to be all that you created them to be, to stand for right, to stand for justice, to stand against evil wherever we find it. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your Son. And it's in his precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.